The Supreme Court's decision upholds designer Lori Smith's refusal to provide customized website services for same-sex marriages, despite a state law where she lives barring discrimination based on sexual orientation, race, gender, and other characteristics. She argued the Colorado law violates her First Amendment free speech rights, and the nation's highest court agreed. Justice Neil Gorsuch, a Donald Trump appointee, wrote for the court's six conservative justices that the First Amendment envisions a country where people are, quote, free to think and speak as they wish. Jorge Reyatalina with Equality California says he's appalled at the ruling.
Truly disgusting and sickening that this is what we're facing as six justices decided to once again ignore years of precedent and allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus people. In essence, this was a fake case concerning an imaginary conflict that now is setting us back. And this is not happening in a vacuum. We're seeing all this anti-LGBTQ plus rhetoric, policies, and attacks, and especially having a conservative Supreme Court just really does ignite fear and uncertainty in LGBTQ plus people.
The decision comes after the Human Rights Campaign declared a state of emergency for LGBTQ plus Americans, having documented more than 500 anti-LGBTQ plus pieces of legislation proposed in Republican-led state houses across the country. More than 75 of them signed into law.
This was a test case that was devised by a group called Alliance Defending Freedom that has been trying to get the Supreme Court to do exactly what it did this morning for many years.
Matthew Stern is a columnist at Slate. He spoke on a panel at UC Irvine about the Supreme Court's term shortly after the decision was handed down.
No same-sex couple has ever asked Lori Smith to design a website for their wedding.
Guardian columnist Maria Donegan was also on the panel.
Smith's legal team asserts that within 24 hours of her filing this lawsuit, she in fact did receive a request from a man named Stuart to create a website for his wedding to a man named Mark. They had, you know, what was supposedly this man's request along with his contact information. Melissa Maria Grant, who is a reporter at the New Republic, reached out to Stuart to ask him about his request. He had never heard of it. He had never made such a request. He lives in another state and is in fact married to a woman.
Litigants warned that a win for Smith and her company, 303 Creative, would allow a range of businesses to discriminate, a concern echoed by President Joe Biden in a statement and White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are deeply disappointed in the Supreme Court's decision today, which takes our nation backward in the fight for equality.
She's the nation's first openly gay presidential spokesperson.
It's even more disappointing as we close out Pride Month today. It chips away at a long-standing laws that protect all Americans against discrimination in public accommodations, including people of color, people with disabilities, and people of faith, and women.
The decision is also a retreat on gay rights for the court. For nearly three decades, the Supreme Court has expanded the rights of LGBTQ plus people, giving same-sex couples the right to marry in 2015, and announcing 5 years later in a decision written by Neil Gorsuch that a landmark civil rights law also protects gay, lesbian, and transgender people from employment discrimination. But in his latest decision, Gorsuch sided with religious freedoms. His decision suggests artists, photographers, videographers, and writers are among those who could refuse to offer what the court called expressive services, if doing so would run contrary to their beliefs. But that's different from other businesses not engaged in speech, and therefore not covered by the First Amendment, like restaurants and hotels.
There's a saying that bad cases make bad law.
Dan Farber is a professor of law at UC Berkeley. He says the ruling could be construed as a loophole, and it leaves some room for lower courts' interpretation.
It's not like an open license to, I don't know, refuse to sell groceries to gay people or something like that. But there's a lot of room between that and what we're told about this creative web designer. And I don't know where the line is going to be drawn in between. The lower courts are going to have to try to figure it out. I can imagine there would still be efforts to try to fit within that narrow category.
Farber also disputes it will have far-reaching implications. For instance, he says it's not the first time the Supreme Court has upheld discrimination.
They allowed the Boy Scouts to refuse to have a gay man as a scoutmaster. I think the Boy Scout case has not had huge repercussions, and maybe this will be similar, where it will be hard to persuade courts to allow those kinds of exceptions.
In the dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote that it's a sad day in American constitutional law and in the lives of LGBTQ people. She wrote the immediate symbolic effect of the decision is to mark gays and lesbians for second-class status. The opinion of the court is quite literally a notice that reads, some services may be denied to same-sex couples. President Joe Biden said in a statement, that's why we must pass the Equality Act, which would enshrine civil rights protections for LGBTQ plus Americans in federal law. But with Republicans in control of the House, that's unlikely to happen. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.